With Theater Talk on WBFO, I'm Gabe DeMayo.
And I'm Anthony Chase.
So you got to see Blanche Survives Katrina in a FEMA trailer, Tony.
Yes, a FEMA trailer named Desire. You would think it is impossible to derive comedy from Hurricane Katrina, but Jimmy Janowski manages to do that. He's funny, he's touching all at once. Blanche goes through all of the phases of Hurricane Katrina, including being exported to Shreveport, but indoors. And that is the theme of this show with the great Jimmy Janowski as Blanche DuBois.
And they say that tragedy plus time equals comedy, right?
Right.
So, right. And we have a show that you saw, Buffalo Quickies.
It's in the same complex that Alleyway Theater is letting BUA use their cabaret space. And on the main stage, they have their 23rd annual installment of the Buffalo Quickies, which I found really satisfying. It's very short. They don't do the A show and the B show this time. It's just one program, a brisk breeze through a series of very short plays, mostly comical. And I was impressed this year mostly by local writers, which is really encouraging because I think that that's a sign of the health of the theater community, that so many local writers. Very enjoyable Buffalo Quickies.
And with this type of one-act play festival, is this a hothouse, for lack of a better description, for plays that might start off as a one-act or short play and then work their way up to something bigger?
I think more often what happens is it's encouraging for the playwright who wrote a short play and then gets encouraged to write something longer, or to test out an idea, or simply get their name out there and to be known. Donna Hoke is included in this. She is not a new playwright. In fact, she's the regional rep for the Dramatists Guild and won the Artie Award for her play Seeds last year. But she's put a little comic piece in there. So, you know, she's testing an idea, getting the name out. Others are trying to become known as playwrights and probably trying to get full-length productions.
Okay, and this was one-act play, but there was a musical that you got to see that's an original play, something new called Buffalo Moon.
By Richard Lambert and Stephen Mark Borofsky over at New Phoenix Theater. That's huge. This is an ambitious undertaking on the New Phoenix stage. It's several stories told, intercutting between them, including one with puppets, gorgeous puppets. Michelle Costa does beautiful, beautiful puppets. It's, and you know, they're the deer and the bird. Remember in Forest Lawn Cemetery, there was a deer that was protecting a bird. Just beautiful puppets. And that story intercutting with another story of a man who's in prison, falsely accused. His mother visits daily. And then a deeply personal story, autobiographical story from Richard Lambert's own life, the story of his relationship with Maxim Mazumdar, Maxim who had died from complications of AIDS in the 1980s. Richard's own mother is a character. Wendy Hall plays both the mother of the man in prison and Richard Lambert's own mother. As you can tell, it's somewhat sprawling, but also kind of thrilling for the effort, I thought, and I found the score very satisfying.
And with two plays that have Buffalo in the title, we go to Amherst, but not Amherst, New York, The Belle of Amherst.
The Belle of Amherst. This is Tina Rauza, or Christina Rauza, playing Emily Dickinson. Once again, she's done it before, a tour de force for her. And, of course, you get to hear all of that exquisite Emily Dickinson poetry.
And what is it about this show that you liked, besides the poetry?
Well, I saw it when she did it years ago.
Okay.
But it reveals a lot about the nature of poetry and about the Emily Dickinson persona. Emily Dickinson is so many people's favorite, and yet she's a bit of a mystery. Also for me, I will confess, echoes back to Julie Harris. I had seen her do it, and it's delightful to hear the words again and to remember the earlier theatrical experience. Is that wrong?
I don't think it's wrong if you find joy from it and enjoy it.
Right.
With Theater Talk on WBFO, I'm Gabe DeMayo.
And I'm Anthony Chase.